Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Mental Health, reminding you that prescriptions are personal and shouldn't be shared. For more information, go to endrxmisuse.org.
An economist says a new federal labor rule could cause some Missouri businesses to close. Alisa Nelson has more.
Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the federal government must be careful with its approach when requiring significant labor changes. A rule taking effect in December will extend overtime pay to those making up to $47,000 and working more than 40 hours a week. Currently, that cutoff is $24,000.
You're likely to see the cut in benefits, for example. You're likely to see hours worked cut back so that you'll have two workers doing what was done previously. So you could have more jobs added, but each worker then will be making less. And of course, that's not helpful for the overall, in my judgment, for the overall economy.
Supporters say the rule will help workers receive a fair wage. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says his district's policy allowing transgender students to use bathrooms according to their gender identity has been a non-issue there. At least 11 states are suing the Obama administration about a similar policy.
The bottom line is we don't discriminate, and we're not going to.
Fewer than 10 students have told district officials they are transgender. The Columbia School Board last September added gender identity and expression to its non-discrimination policy. Police are investigating an overnight fight at a Nixa nightclub that ended with gunfire and a police chase. Investigators say the fight started just after 3 a.m. when shots were exchanged between people in two cars. One of the cars was stopped by police using spike strips after the chase hit speeds of up to 80 miles per hour, and two people were taken into custody. There's no word on the location of the second car. A $33 million riverfront redevelopment project at the St. Louis Arch is complete. Jessica Machetta files this report.
Congressman Clay, who was instrumental in getting federal funding for the project, looks back at the changing landscape of the riverfront.
This 1.5 mile stretch of the riverfront has been elevated an average of 2 feet. I remember coming down here, and I told the governor as a child, and there were all cobblestones, and you had to walk over the cobblestones to get to the Admiral Riverboat. That's how far I go back.
Redeveloping the arch grounds is part of a bigger project spanning more than 10 miles, a $380 million plan that seeks to better connect the arch to downtown St. Louis. Food trucks, fireworks, and live music capped Thursday night's ribbon-cutting event. Governor Nixon, Mayor Slay, and others integral to the project were on hand to mark the event. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, St. Louis.
This is news on Missouri Net.